Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, the editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with this headline from Fulton County, New York. Second county responder to close.
We had a story in the paper today about the second ambulance corps in Fulton County to announce that it would be closing in just about the last 5 weeks. So the latest one is a fairly small ambulance corps called the Johnstown Area Volunteer Ambulance Corps. And what's critical about this one is that being the second one in a month to announce that they're closing, it leaves Fulton County in terms of its ambulance coverage down to just a small handful of operations and one larger group in a neighboring county out of Amsterdam that has been fielding calls. But this is part of a trend that we're starting to see the beginnings of around the state, where some of these smaller ambulance corps are finding it harder and harder to operate. And one of the things that they're complaining about or citing is reductions in Medicaid reimbursements. And this has a direct correlation to a proposal in the state budget as proposed by Governor Cuomo, where there would be even greater reductions in terms of Medicaid reimbursement rates. This announcement came yesterday that they would shut down in 2 weeks. And it happened on the same day that ambulances from all around the state descended on Albany as part of a unified rally at the Capitol to get the word out about their concerns about this reduction in Medicaid reimbursement rates. It is a little bit concerning news to the public officials in Fulton County. For the meantime, the coordinator out there says that they've got a plan in place to respond to calls, specifically with the Greater Amsterdam Ambulance Corps. But there are some concerns going forward. At least a few individuals are saying that Fulton County is just symbolic of problems that are going to be happening at all around the state with these rural areas. And the other concern is that to have one main ambulance agency handling all these calls, there's concerns there that really, as one individual who's part of the United Public Service Employees Union says, that Fulton County, quote unquote, would be crazy for putting all of its eggs in one basket and relying on just this one agency. In the meantime, the EMS is reviewing some application by this Amsterdam group to take full-time coverage in Fulton County. So we'll wait and see if that gets approved, but it most likely will. But we'll wait till the next shoe falls.
Finally, Miles, limousine owners, this is from Schoharie County, and we know about this horrific crash which killed 20 people. Back in October, the owners are denying responsibility now for the fatal crash. Pretty much part of the procedure here, I would imagine.
Yeah, so it's a fairly standard response in the legal paperwork, but this is the first response to the first actual civil lawsuit pertaining to this crash. This was a suit filed by the parents of Amanda Rivenberg from Colony, who was one of the passengers killed. And so in this response by the lawyers for the man and his father who own the limo company, this Prestige Limo. So these are the lawyers for Shahid and Nauman Hussein. They filed this response, and it basically denies any kind of legal responsibility for the crash. And it's an interesting listing of reasons that they say the crash was not the result of any of their negligence. And some of the reasons they cite is that the crash was a quote-unquote act of God, and they go on to cite that the victim should have been aware of the risks of getting in a vehicle like this, and they continue to make some claims that were a little bit cryptic, but they refer to that the crash was potentially caused by the conduct of some third person, and that's not clear whether they're referring to a driver or something else. And then finally, they cite something called a yet uncovered superseding cause. Again, that is a little cryptic, uncertain whether they're what they're referring to. This family that is suing on behalf of their daughter is also filed a notice of claim against the state, New York State, in connection with the safety or the construction of the corner where the crash happened back on October 6th. So it's unclear if this defense also is somehow pointing at the state for some kind of responsibility. But in the meantime, the lawyers will proceed with these cases, and we think this is just the beginning of a long process. In the meantime, the criminal charges against the son in the ownership group, Nauman Hussein, that criminal charge, one count of criminally negligent homicide, still stands, and he's free on bail. So, as again, we'll watch these filings as they continue onward.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thank you.
Thanks, David.